back at the site where it all started, in Crossgar. Dr. Ian Paisley, on the 30th anniversary of the founding of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, recalled. The Free Presbyterian Church struggled forth from Irish Presbyterian apostasy under deep stress and amid fierce opposition. One man, when he arrived at the door of the hall for the opening service, had his coat covered with spittles, the spittles of those who stood along the footpath and spat on the people coming for the opening service. What precipitated this shower of spittle? The Presbytery of Down had stepped in and instructed that the doors of Lasara Presbyterian Church Hall should be closed to a gospel mission that had been organised for Reverend Ian Paisley to preach at, that had been approved by the Kirk Session of the Church. Two elders who protested that decision were immediately suspended. It was the latest evidence of the apostasy that was seeping through Irish Presbyterianism. After that mission successfully proceeded in a different venue, the Killyleagh Street Mission Hall, and now a new Presbyterian church was being formed in Crossgar on the 17th of March 1951, some of those, consumed by the gall of bitterness, could not contain their fury. When the blue banner of Free Presbyterianism was raised in Crossgar on that historic day, the Irish Presbyterian Church and others pronounced that the newly formed Free Presbyterian Church would live for a few months and then die and be forever forgotten. The Unitarian Magazine of the Non-Subscribers carried an article entitled Ranters and dismissively stated that the rise of the ranters had taken place in Crossgar, but in a few short months their ranting would be over forever. The Church of Ireland was equally scathing in its assessment of the prospects of the new denomination, derisively claiming that the little Bethels of Free Presbyterianism would soon be forgotten. One example from the early days of the religious establishment moving in and trying to thwart the advancement of Free Presbyterianism centres on Cabra. Before the Free Presbyterian Church came into existence, the elders of Drumraya Presbyterian Church, dissatisfied by the decisions of members of their presbytery that impacted on their congregation, invited Reverend Paisley to conduct a mission in the old Cabra schoolhouse. The presbytery of the Root was scared that at the end of that mission, a Free Presbyterian church would be formed. So the Reverend Professor Barclay, who had been minister in Drumraya, was sent to have a talk with the elders. He was afraid to meet them in Ballymoney, very public, so he met them in what was described as the backside of the desert in Finvoy. He told the elders that the Crossgar Free Presbyterian Church was finished, that all its elders and people had drifted back to Lasara, that the Reverend George Steers could not be paid his salary and was reduced to poverty by the people who had called him, and that he had expressed his extreme sorrow that he had ever found himself in such an unhappy position. Those elders were wise men. They didn't accept the word of the learned professor, but the following Lord's Day they drove to Crossgar to check for themselves. It was a Sunday after the installation of the new minister in Lasara Presbyterian Church, Reverend Samuel Finlay. So they went into the Lasara Church, and given the occasion, there was a record turnout. Those elders counted the number, 160 people. They didn't wait to hear the sermon, but rather they went round to the Killyleagh Street Mission Hall and they counted 120 people in the Free Church that Sunday morning. They went back to Cabra and sent word to the professor that he had tried to deceive them. And those elders decided that the place for them was in the Free Presbyterian Church, resulting in the formation of the third congregation of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. So when he spoke in Crossgar on the 30th anniversary of the formation of the Free Church, and by this time the church had spread across Ulster into Canada, the United States, into Australia, those initial predictions of the immediate failure of the church sounded rather hollow, which is why Dr. Paisley stated, "We met 30 years ago in a borrowed tin hall. Now we have property valued at millions of pounds. Yes, and we never had a daffodil tea or a pea soup supper or a jumble sale or a pyjama picnic. Not that the church did not need financial backing in order to survive. I remember, he said, presbytery meetings when we sought to keep the wolf from the door, when we had to adjourn and I had to be driven round the country and beg £5 here and £10 there and £20 yonder to keep the doors open for God and his truth. He also reflected on the fierce and bitter persecution that had been directed towards the fledgling denomination. The achievements of this church were not gained without tremendous sacrifice. Twice as your moderator, I have been behind prison bars with my ministerial colleagues. Twice I have been before the courts opposing apostasy. Once in Donaghadee, when they tried to stop the Reverend John Wiley and myself from holding a gospel open-air service on the seafront, and on the second occasion, because we rebuked Donald Soper when he denied the virgin birth of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We have been deported from Rome and Geneva because of our protest against Papa and the World Council of Churches. In those early days, some people lost their jobs and were sacked because they worshipped in Free Presbyterian churches. Others were driven from their homes. The media refused to carry press announcements. Instead, they launched vitriolic attacks, showcasing letter after letter that vilified our church and then refusing to print one line that was sent in its defence. As was announced from the Crossgar pulpit on that 30th anniversary, we were hounded as criminals and denied redress. Nevertheless, God Almighty prospered us. We were nobodies and nothings, and we still are nobodies and nothings. But thank God, God chooses the weak things to confound the mighty. We read in the Bible, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Psalm 2, the Lord shall have them in derision. The Lord laughed, and the Free Presbyterian Church is the Lord's laugh at apostasy. He says, I will take these people in their little tin hall. These people that have been called ranters, these people who are going to fail in a few days, and I will show the modernists, the apostates, and the Romanists what I can do through the weakest of men. And glory to God, he has done it, and he will do it again and again. The words of Job chapter 8 and verse 7 have often been quoted throughout the 70-year history of our denomination. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. We must acknowledge, in the terms of Psalm 118 and verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And of course, earnestly pray that the Lord will do it again and again for his glory.